So we have the great schus this week to begin Parshas Bamidbar, and we have an incredible zuchus also to be able to have a Shabbos in front of us going into the Yom Tov of Shavuos. So I spoke about this a little bit at the Rabbi Nachman Shir last night also. The Torah begins, Vaidabra Shema Moshe Bamidbar Sinai B'Oel Moed. So the Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu, Bamidbar Sinai in the Sinai Desert, B'Oel Moed by the Mishkan. So the obvious shaila that the Mefarshim will really all jump on is, why does the Torah HaKadosh have to tell me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to Moshe in the Midbar? We obviously know that we're B'Midbar. Nothing much has changed. We were in the Midbar in Vayikra. Obviously, this is before Chita Meraglim. This is before the sin of the spies. So the assumption still is that we're getting into Eretz Yisrael relatively quickly. But Lemaisa, again, we're still in the Midbar. So obviously, if the Torah HaKadosh is going out of its way to tell me that we are B'Midbar, it means that there's a lesson in that as well. There's something to be learned, ultimately, again, about the Midbar as well. So I want to share with you an incredibly beautiful idea. The Shem Yishmuel, the Sakat Shavu Rebbe, says something quite beautiful. He says, "Bamidbar Sinai," quotes the Medrash and Medrash Rabba. The Medrash says, I want to quote, he says, "Shana Rabba Seinu, Begimel Devarim Nitna Torah." The Torah was given literally means with three things the Torah was given. What the Medrash really means is as follows, that there are three different experiences or three different prisms through which the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael. What were they? Be'esh, u'bamayim, u'bamidbar. The Torah was given ultimately again with esh, with fire, with water, and in the desert. So we'll say with fire, that refers to Matan Torah. Bamidbar refers to the fact, the geographic location. B'mayim, we'll say the Medrash goes on to quote Psukim, that Torah is like mayim, that Torah is like water as well. Also remember again, really, if you think about it, the experience of Matan Torah Bosei really begins when? By Kriyas Yamsuf. That's really the beginning of the Matan Torah experience. So Torah is given through three things, Be'esh, Ubamayim, Ubamidbar. And the Medrash goes on to discuss all the various psukim that support this. So the Shem Yishmuel says, okay, that's very nice, but what's the message? What's the message of Eish, Mayim, and Midbar? So the Rebbe says something so beautiful. He says, I'm going to quote to you. He says, Eish, he says, each of this, he says, Shlosha Dharma Elu, Samolim Heim Ma'adam Yisrael B'may Yiske L'Kinyin Torah. Each of these things, Rebbe Osai, teach us about the necessary ingredients to be able to become a true Torah Jew, to be able to absorb Torah into ourselves. How are we Kona Torah? So Rebbe Osai, herein lies the incredible and important message. We don't just learn Torah, right? We have to live Torah. To live Torah, you have to acquire Torah. How does one acquire Torah? So the Rebbe suggests, this is what the Medrash is teaching me. I acquire Torah through three things. Eish, Mayim, and Midbar. What does this mean? Eish, Shal Haveska. Lat v'slavus ish haba'eres b'leiv Yisrael ha'mishtokikim l'avim shav ha'shamayim. So we'll say, number one, there has to be passion. There has to be ish. There has to be ish. I have to be passionate about my Yiddishkeit. I have to be passionate about my Torah. I have to inspire myself. We'll say, see, everybody wants to be inspired. Just the mistake is sometimes that I rely on other people for my inspiration. I can't. I have to self-inspire. It's orusa dilatasa, like the Hasidic masters, right? I have to inspire from below. I can't wait for inspiration from above. I have to self-inspire. That's ish, Rebbe Osai. A person has to be on fire about their Yiddishkeit. A person has to be inspired. I don't feel inspired, work on it. I don't feel inspired, push yourself. I don't feel inspired, ultimately figure out how to get inspired. There has to be ish, because without an excitement, without a passion, then Judaism flatlines. Next, Mayim. Rebbe Osai, as important as fire is, what is Mayim, says the Rebbe? Krirus umasinus, yishav hadas, What's water? If fire ultimately again is passion, water is what? Water puts out the fire. Water puts out the passion. Which means that sometimes in life you have to learn how to be dispassionate. Sometimes in life you have to learn how to look at a situation ultimately again calmly, serenely. The fire is good. And the fire is incredible. And the fire of passion is what fuels our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you can't always live a life of Eish. Sometimes you have to have Mayim as well. You have to know when to employ the passion, and then you have to know when to be dispassionate as well. Lachshov Cheshbonos. Lastly, says the Shem Yishmuel, Midbar. We'll say, what does Midbar refer to? He says, Vitur akol ha-ta'anugos ve-chashake olam hazeh, hamonin es ha-adam me-ha-sagas ha-shalemus. We'll say, ultimately, again, what the Midbar doesn't have is many material trappings. That if a person wants a life of spirituality, it's not that they have to swear off materialism, chas v'shalom, but rather what it means is, I do have to have priorities. What's the important thing? You see, in the midbar, what are you happy with? What are you happy with in the midbar? Right? The bare minimums, right? The person is traveling in the desert, and they find the oasis, and what happens? There's a date palm, and there's a spring of water. Mamishkan Eden. I don't eat dates. And normally I only drink triple filtered water, right? Okay, but you find a little bit of water, you find a couple of dates in the middle of the desert, and now you feel like you struck gold. In order to ultimately acquire a true spiritual personality, Rabosai, so Ruchnias has to be the ikker. Gashmias could still be important, but it can't be the ikker. It can't be the primary thrust of my life. It can't be what drives me. Eish, Mayim, and Midbar. I need the fire of passion, but yet I need to somehow also find the ability to be dispassionate, calm, and serene like water. And Midbar, I have to make the acquisition of spirituality the dominant fixture of my life. Like the Midbar, where the material trappings are not so much, in order to become successful in Torah, so the acquisition of Ruchnias has to be priority on. But I want to end up with one more piece. Because the Kutzker agrees with the Shem Yishmuel, the Shem Yishmuel agrees with the Kutzker, but the Kutzker adds in one more piece. He said there's another feature in the Midbar. He says, Ukemidbar. The Kutzker says, why does a person have to be like a Midbar? What's the Kappa of a Midbar? Sha'adam hasharoi bo, chayiv lihishayin al kochos atzmo, ve'ein mishi ya'azor lo. You know, both say, sometimes when you're in the desert, you're what? You're all alone. You're all alone. In the desert, there is no one to help you. Im ein ani li mi li. The Kutzker says, in the desert, you have to rely on yourself. The Kutzker says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Torah in the desert to teach us what? See, my friends, sometimes the big mistake we make in life is we outsource our spirituality. My Rebbe is going to inspire me. My Rebbe is going to inspire me. My teacher is going to inspire me. My Rabbi is going to inspire me. My Charusa is going to inspire me. Now, I will say, when it comes to spirituality, the buck of your life stops with you. The Torah is given in the Midbar. Because in the Midbar, if you wait for other people to help you out, you're going to die. In the Midbar, if you put your life in the hands of others, you're going to die. In the Midbar, im ein ani li mi li. So Trebos in the realm of spirituality. If I want to be successful in my Yiddishkeit, I want to be successful in my Avodas Hashem, ein hadavar taloi ela bi, ve'ein ani li mi li. And I will say, we come into Shabbos of Bamidbar, we come into the Yom Tov of Shavuos, and I will say, we go in with the opportunity to re-energize our relationship with Torah, to re-energize our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the secret is contained in the beginning of this week's parsha. If we want Torah, we have to focus on the three tenets of Eish, Mayim, and Midbar. We have to find within ourselves not just the ability to observe, we have to find within our ability the ability to be passionate about our Yiddishkeit. But at the same time, we have to know when to turn off the passion of Eish and to turn on the dispassion and sometimes the serene and forward thinking of Mayim. And ultimately, again, we have to live a life of Midbar. We could enjoy our Gashmius as long as the Gashmius does not become the ikkar of our existence. But perhaps most importantly is the Midbar of the Kutzker, Rabosai, to recognize that if we want to be successful in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and our spirituality, we can't rely on anyone else. The responsibility for spiritual success is taloi bi, ein ani li mi li. Take ownership over your spirituality. Take ownership over your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Take ownership over your Torah. And if we do that, Rabosai, then we too will be zochem yaratzon to be mekabel the Torah through the same mechanisms of our ancestors, through Eish, Mayim, and Midbar. Good chance.